history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Welcome to a Walking the Old Path episode as we discuss the Reformation, the history of the Reformation, especially that German Reformation, and trying to focus on some of the lesser known things of the Reformation, because it really is such a rich history, such a beautiful history. And we have come to 1524, and I would like to talk a little bit more about what happens in Zurich at the end of November 1524. We've just covered the incident where there was a riot, and people were ultimately held accountable for such a thing, to show the tension and the extent that the Roman Catholic Church was trying to hang on to power. But there's an incident that happens in Zurich that also shows that when people's hearts are transformed by the gospel, they care not for the kingdom of the earth, but for the kingdom of heaven. And that has to do with the Fraumünster Church in Zurich. Fraumünster Church was connected to the Fraumünster Abbey, which was a convent. It was established in 1853, so a Benedictine convent that goes way back. And this was no minor convent. This convent ruled the city for literally centuries. This convent had all kinds of power. The people who were there were aristocratic women who had joined the convent, and so they were used to power, they were used to riches, and they had these things. At about 1045, the king gives this abbey the power to print money and to collect taxes. And that made this, obviously, the most powerful position in the city. If you were the abbess of this convent, you basically were the ruler of Zurich. And it was that way for hundreds of years, that the abbess would pick the mayor, and then the mayor would rule. But obviously, it's the abbess who picked the mayor. The abbess is the one who's really ruling. It's the abbess who prints money and assigns, who she could pick people in the city that you're going to print the money, or you're going to be the collector of tolls. That was hers to dole out. And it made them extremely powerful and made them extremely rich as a Fraumünster Church. The main city square of old Zurich is not based around the Grossmünster Church. It's based around Fraumünster. And just to show you a little bit about the city, kind of rolls around this church and had. Now, they had lost a little bit of power by the time the Reformation rolled around. The city had started to go the way of most Middle Ages cities like this, where the guilds began to have more power. The mayor was no longer appointed by the abbess, so there was a lot of loss of power that was happening. They were no longer the power in the city, but this is still no minor thing. And the Reformation really needed Fraumünster on board to some degree, or else it would have been a place that could still have printed their own money. It would have been a place where aristocratic women could have gone, that could have held out on Roman Catholicism.
But ultimately, the person who was the abbess when Zwingli begins his preaching is a woman named Katharina von Zimmern. And I hope I pronounced that right. But Katharina had been the abbess since she was 18 years old. That's about 1496. And so now we're into the 1524. She's been there for almost 30 years, ruling this convent. And ultimately, she becomes reformed. The city council in 1523 begins to allow convents to disband, nuns to leave, monks to leave their places. And Katharina von Zimmern, on the 30th November 1524, basically dissolves the Fraumünster. Now, the church will still go. The church is going to be appointed by the city council now, but she turns over the right to print money to the city council. And on the 8th of December, she actually gives the keys and the physical possession of the Fraumünster convent over to the city of Zurich. And it's an unbelievable act of someone handing away power because they believe that it's the right thing. That's not something that happens a whole lot in history. I mean, you go and you look at European textbooks or things like that. One of the things that they find the most fascinating about the American Revolution is when this army that hasn't been paid and is kind of hungry is led by George Washington, who's revered and loved, and Washington turns his sword in and walks away. They can't believe that this guy has the power to install himself as king. He has an army at his back and lays down the power because he believed it was right. Here, Katharina von Zimmern does something very similar. She has printing of money power. She has influence, not as great as it had been, admittedly, but still massive influence in the city. And she turns it over. And then we'll later get married. Because she was done. She believed in the Reformation. She's not a nun anymore. It's after she turns all that over, she marries a guy who's just a normal guy, has a couple children. And kind of dies in obscurity. She goes from being one of the most powerful women in the city, maybe one of the most powerful women in all of Switzerland. Seldom did women have such powerful roles, but she gives it all up so that the Reformation could go forth, so that the Reformation could establish its own preacher in the Fraumünster Church, so that there'd be no more nuns and there'd be an end to this idea of monks and nuns in the first place, that she could go get married and glorify the Lord in her own life in a way that she believed now was right. And obviously we can see the impact that it was a huge endorsement of the Reformation. It was a strengthening of the city council of Zurich that allowed them to even stand up further to now the authorities of the Roman Catholic Church. And she deserves a lot of praise for what she was willing to lay down at the feet of Jesus Christ. And that's obviously the lesson for us today. Are we so in love with the things of the world that if push comes to shove, we want to keep our power as well? And are we going to fight to hold on to our influence, to our money, to our position, our power here in this world? Or are we willing to say the cause of Jesus Christ and the coming of his kingdom is more important? And if that means that I'm a nobody in the kingdom of heaven, I'm in the kingdom of heaven. And that's all that matters. I must decrease and Christ must increase. Katharina shows us this so very beautifully. So I hope that you've enjoyed walking this old path with me through Zurich and the Frau Münster Church. But you can hear more stories of the Reformation. Hear our regular Pilgrim Talk podcast by just going to woodenpulpitmedia.com. And you could follow us. You subscribe on iTunes. You'll never miss anything. Or you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. There's always going to be an update and a link posted there as well so that you don't miss any episodes. And you'll be able to find all our back issue or our back podcasts on woodenpulpitmedia.com. So we do hope that you have a blessed day. And we'll talk to you soon.